second group of people at this time that ask you to pray for. Don't forget to pray for your pastor. Would you turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25? When Paul wrote the first letter to the Thessalonians, the letter begins this way. It begins, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians. So Paul mentions two of his companions as he opens up this letter. And actually, Paul and his companions had a marvelous, wonderful relationship with the Thessalonian church. Even though they were ministering far, far apart from one another, the Thessalonian church was praying for Paul. They were sending people to minister to his needs. They saw the same mission, and they were on that mission together, and God had blessed them with a very special bond. And now, as Paul comes to the end of this letter, 1 Thessalonians, he writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, 5:25, he says, brothers, pray for us. It's just a simple request. He doesn't expand upon it. He doesn't give all these details. He's just saying, would you pray for us? And I want to ask, can I do that same thing this morning? Could I humbly ask you to pray for me and pray for the other elders? Would you pray for Graham and for Shane and for myself and the three of us as we come together and try to work together? And specifically, I want to ask you to pray kind of along two lines for us. The first line is, would you pray about the aspects of our calling? And what I mean by that, if you've heard me preach on the role of a pastor, an elder, those two words are used interchangeably in the New Testament along with some other words. But if you've heard me preach on that, I like to break the job description or the role of a pastor basically down under three headings. One, a pastor is a preacher and teacher. He's been tasked with the ministry of the Word of God. Second, he's a shepherd slash example. You have passages where God shepherds, your elders are told, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. And third, a pastor is an administrator slash leader. One of the titles that's used for pastor is the word overseer, which encompasses so many of those administrative leadership ideas. I personally felt that all three of those functions have been challenged as of late just for various reasons. And that many of our leadership biorhythms have been majorly disrupted. I just want to give you a couple of examples because I think it'll help you know how to pray. We have regularly scheduled elders meetings every month where we pray, we sit down as elders, and we actually often start off by talking with one another and just praying for each other. And then we pray for you. And we discuss often how to best shepherd through various situations. We work through administrative details. We make leadership decisions. I think those meetings are priceless, valuable, and I actually find them quite unifying. I really love and appreciate the other elders, their ministry, and their companionship. But since COVID-19 has hit, we've been doing well. If we can just get the three of us on the phone together for a few minutes. And I think if you know who our elders are, you probably understand why that's the case right now. Just given the various natures of everyone's work situations and other matters. Another example, this week, Beaumont released a new face covering bylaw. And when I called the municipality on that to seek clarification, I was initially told that I would be in breach of that bylaw if I stood up here without a mask, or if someone in our case class taught without a mask, and I just thought, man, does anybody even understand what I say up here? I'm not sure they understand me on a good day without a mask. I'm not the clearest speaker. Can we work together on this? Spoke to different councilmen, offered my assistance. Can we work together? Can we make some exceptions? As I mentioned, we have some of those. But those things just end up taking hours of time that you never really planned on being part of your day, part of your week, whatever the case might be. I offer those two examples to say this. Our time as elders is going in all kinds of really unusual places right now. As is yours. I don't think this is just us as elders. I mean, everybody's life just got a little bit weird and a little bit crazy. And there are so many people who I do not envy their position and their new job description. It's all going on. But consequently, I think that those three roles that I mentioned could be severely challenged at times or delayed. And I would just ask that you be patient with us And as we seek to work through some of those things, I was just even thinking about this morning, and thinking, oh man, I hope this doesn't give people the impression that we don't have time for you or your situation. It's actually quite the opposite. All of maybe what would be perceived from my perspective as administrative headaches with all this going on with COVID, the reason that it's worth doing those things is because you get to do the other. if at the end of the day, you can't stand up and preach the Word of God, you can't shepherd, you can't spend time with people, you can't do these other things, well, all of a sudden, that's just a huge headache. It's what you're able to do at the end of the day that makes it all worth it. So I hope you won't interpret that the wrong way. Just asking for your patience. I feel like I'm probably dropping the ball, slower on communication right now. Many of those things. And actually, at such times, I'm reminded that there is a far, far greater shepherd of this flock than me, or all of us elders can find. And that is greatly encouraging. The chief shepherd is great, and he is bound by nothing. And so I would ask, would you pray for the aspects of our calling down that line? And then would you also pray down another line? Would you pray about the aspects of our character? 1 Timothy 3:1-7 lays out qualifications for pastors and elders. And most of those qualifications, not all of them, but most of them actually revolve around our character. And all of us in this room, there's nobody that's exempt. All of us, in some way, shape, or form, are in the crucible right now, including the elders. And I think we just need to be aware of that. I think we need to recognize that. Because Satan would love nothing more than to take your pastors out of the game. And unfortunately, he's not the only enemy that we're up against. Each of us also has a flesh. And so I would ask that you would pray for our character and our individual walk with God. I'm not aware of any concerns there. I'm just saying, life is crazy. Would you pray for us? Would you pray for our character? And actually, I'm going to ask one of our men if you would come to pray for our leadership. So we'll do that.